Hello family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter 8 edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is Job 28. As usual, I start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us. Where we have gone wrong, we have offended you in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May you have mercy on us. May you protecting us. May you guiding us, Father. All those who are sick, may you stretch your healing and upon them. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 28, where wisdom is found. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is melted from ore. Mortals put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings, they cut a shaft in a piece untouched by human feet. Far from the other people, they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows the hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lions prowl them. People assault the flinty rock with their hands, and they lay bare the roots of the mountains. They tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says it's not me. The sea says it's not me. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be brought with gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it, nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Kush cannot compare with it. It cannot be bought with pure gold. When does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. And that's where our Wonder Chapter for today ends. What message do we learn from today's Wonder Chapter? The first message that comes to my head is found in verse 12. And it's a question, but where can wisdom be found? Where does dwelling understand? Where can wisdom be found? We have all seen every day. We have all heard about the story of Solomon, King Solomon. We have all heard about all those powerful kings that God granted wisdom. And it's something that we as Christians are always seeking. Trust me, we all want to be wise one way or another. Some of you are looking for academic wisdom. Some of you are looking for financial wisdom. It's what drives us. But the Bible today is asking us, where can it be found? And it continues in verse 15. It says, it can't be bought with the finest gold, nor its price be weighed out in silver. Amen. See, the Bible is telling us that wisdom cannot be bought with the finest gold. Indirectly, it's telling us that sometimes having money is not everything. Now, I'm not saying the Bible is telling us to be poor. But there are sometimes when people get enough money, when people get a lot of money and they totally forget about God. They think they can buy their way through everything. They think they can bribe their way through everything. I see the Bible is telling us that there are some things that even money cannot solve. Amen? There's some things that we cannot bribe with our wealth. However rich you are. Because when you go to verse 23, it says, God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. And it's not just about wisdom. There's so many times when we go around people, around, you know, you can name it, seeking for things that only God can do in our lives. But the purpose today is telling us that God understands the way to it and he alone knows where it dwells. Is there something that is bothering you? Is there something that is filling your mind? Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. And continues in verse 24, for he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. Amen. So many times we are going through a lot. So many times we are going through pain. So many times we are going through trauma. Like we have been going through everything. And the devil will always try to make you think that you are alone, that no one is seeing you, that no one is helping you, that suicide is the only way, that depression is your only thing, that your mental health is not supposed to be at stake, that you have been defeated. But relax. The Bible today tells us in verse 24 that for he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. Trust me, whatever you are going through, the Lord is seeing. And this applies to whatever you are doing. You can't hide from him. Some people want to pretend. If it's Sunday, they want to act one way. And if it's Monday, they're in another way. But the Bible today is telling us that God sees all this. Some of you have received suffering because of other people. You have been tormented by other people. But God is telling you, I see everything. And lastly, when you go to verse 28, it says, and he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And trust me, it's the beginning of everything. It's the beginning of peace of mind. And continues to shun evil is understanding. So many times we are praying for the Lord to give us the gift to understand what's written in the Word in the Bible. And when he brings us with small tests of evil, we find ourselves dancing and indulging in sinful acts, indulging in evil acts. But the Bible today is telling us that understanding is shunning evil. Is there something that is bothering you? Is there something that you're looking for? Is there something that you have moved up and down all over the earth, but you have failed to find? Try Jesus, my friend. Try Jesus. Get on your knees and pray. Humble yourselves and watch what God is going to do in your life. And that's what I had for you today from Job chapter 28. Get some time and read it. What do you understand? What message do you get? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. And I thank you for the beautiful message we have had today. Father, today we have seen that it's only you and it's only the few of you that we get wisdom, Father. Make when you're protecting us, make when you're guiding us, make when you're showing us the way, Lord Father, for all the times that we have gone in the wrong places to look for the right things in our lives, Father. May you pardon us, and may you fill us with the Holy Spirit to always give us a sense of direction, to always remind us where we are to be. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Thank you.